We've actually constituted a committee which is having the mandate to look at the entire electoral system. That is from the registration of voters to civic education to the electioneering process, that is the election period, campaign period, to the voting itself, and then to the tallying of the votes. And this committee will look at what could have gone wrong, including the question of the failure of the electronic transmission system. We've made this decision based on the fact that as much as the petition in court to challenge the elections, that is presidential, we believe that the judgment or the decision of the Supreme Court may not be comprehensive enough in terms of coming up with a report and talking about specifically what IEBC, that is the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, may have omitted to do or may have committed, whether deliberately or not, so that when we get this report, we'll be able to look at it for the sake of future elections, so that we can be able to know these are the gaps, these are the reasons, and this is what needs to be done, including looking at the possibility of using that report to agitate for impeachment of the commissioners or anybody at the secretariat of IEBC who may have been complacent to the failures in the systems and also to the manner in which the elections were conducted.
Does the Constitution give the LSK the mandate to do this? And what is the time period by which this committee will look into some of these concerns that you've expressed?
Yes. The Law Society of Kenya is a statutory body established by Parliament, and among its mandate is to advise the public and the government and the courts on matters related to law. So we fit in within that mandate. And more importantly is that under the Constitution, any entity which is recognized by law, it has the mandate to protect the Constitution. And part of this electoral system definitely involves the Constitution.
How confident are you that this committee will come up with something that Kenyans will be proud of and that can transform or improve the administration of future elections in Kenya?
My guarantee is based on the fact that the membership is composed of senior members of the profession, is composed of experts in electoral law, experts in IT, experts in telecommunication law, experts in election petitions. These are lawyers who have expertise in this field, and they are members of the profession with their integrity. And I think the names as released by ourselves, they speak for themselves. These are persons who are well-respected in the Kenyan society.
How soon will they begin their work?
They are supposed to begin their work next week, and they have 2 months to come up with a report.
So what assurances are you giving to Kenyans about what happens next week when the investigations officially begin?
What is going to happen is that they'll constitute themselves into a team which will be able to advertise for the members of the public, whoever has information related to this system to come forward, will conduct an inquiry. They are going to sit in a courtroom and conduct an inquiry, a proper inquiry. And as to just answer your first question, once this report comes in, we are going to share this report with the relevant government agencies, including the police. And in event there is any crime which may have been committed, including the Ethics and Anti-Corruption Commission, in event there may have been corruption in the procurement of the systems which failed, including other agencies like the Commission on the Implementation of the Constitution, so that all these agencies, including Parliament, they can be able now, for instance, if we have this evidence in this report, we can be able to petition Parliament, as the Constitution provides, for Parliament to advise the President so that the president can consider a tribunal to start the process of removing some of the commissioners. It is going to be a very serious commission, I mean committee, and we are going to be able to use this report for very many aspects.